Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, January 20th, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. Amazon will launch a brick-and-mortar fashion retail store called Amazon Style. The first location will open later this year in the Glendale area of Los Angeles. Customers will use the Amazon shopping app to scan a QR code to see sizes, colors, and product details, then be able to send a desired item to a fitting room or a pickup counter. The store will also use real-time machine learning algorithms to make recommendations to customers and use Amazon One palm scanning technology for faster checkout. Store employees will provide customer service, provide items to fitting rooms, and manage inventory. Instagram launched Instagram subscriptions as an alpha test for a few U.S. creators who can now offer their followers paid access to exclusive Instagram live videos and stories. Subscribers also get a special badge when they comment and send messages to creators. There are 8 different price points creators can choose from $0.99 up to $99.99 per month. Subscriber-only stories will show up as a purple ring. Resharing the content to non-subscribers is a violation of Instagram's terms, and creators are encouraged to report anyone screenshotting or recording their content. From 2006 to 2012, Google allowed the basic tier of Google Apps users, the apps that would become G Suite, to create a custom domain account for free. Google now says that users of the G Suite Legacy Free Edition will have to transition to a paid account by July 1st to retain the domain or lose access to core Google services within 60 days. In 2019, a driver of a Tesla Model S hit a Honda Civic in California, killing the Civic's 2 passengers. The state of California is prosecuting the driver of the Tesla for 2 counts of vehicular manslaughter. The court documents do not mention autopilot, but the U.S. NHTSA confirmed in its investigation of the crash that autopilot was on. This would be the first driver using autopilot to face charges. However, it's unclear if autopilot will be material to the case or not. 91 Mobile's noticed that a support page for Samsung's Bixby voice assistant showed an unfamiliar Samsung tablet. The unidentified tablet included a notch for the camera and was attached to a foldable keyboard cover. The Verge speculates this might be the forthcoming Samsung Galaxy Tab S8 Ultra, expected to be announced next month. According to a report from the analysts at Media Research, there were 523.9 million total music streaming subscribers in Q2 2021, up 26.4% in the year. Spotify remained the market share leader with 31% of subscribers, although that was down from 33% a year ago. Apple Music came in second with 15%. Amazon Music and Tencent Music both had 13%. Followed by YouTube Music with 8%. According to emails seen by Bloomberg, Google Engineering Vice President Shiva Kumar Venkataraman will now run a unit focused on blockchain and other next-gen distributed computing and data storage technologies within the newly reconstituted Google Labs. Venkataraman previously worked with Google's search ad team and published research on Google's distributed computing techniques. A report by the Bank of Russia proposes banning the use and mining of cryptocurrency in the country, as well as cryptocurrency exchanges. This proposal would not ban owning crypto outright. Russia granted legal status to cryptocurrency in 2020, but banned it as a means of payment. As of August, Russia accounted for 11.2% of the global Bitcoin hash rate. The Financial Times' sources say Meta is working on a feature for Facebook and Instagram to let users display NFTs on profiles. The team is also working on a way to mint NFTs and has had talks of launching an NFT marketplace. All of these efforts are reportedly in early stages. A new integration from Meta will let organizations share posts from Workplace with employees over WhatsApp. A concept design shows a send to WhatsApp button in Workplace and the ability to like posts in WhatsApp with links back to the actual post to comment and view media. Intel ordered the first of a new generation of chip-making machines from the Dutch firm ASML. These machines use extreme ultraviolet lithography, or EUV, for chip production, something already adopted by Samsung and TSMC to achieve smaller transistors and denser chips. Intel plans to produce its first EUV chips this year, with chips using these new machines by 2025. Security researcher Brian Krebs points out that this summer, the Internal Revenue Service will transition to a new login service for tax records managed by the online identity verification service, ID.me. This will require users to submit copies of identity documents and bills, as well as a live selfie and possibly a live video chat to confirm identity. 27 U.S. states already use ID.me for state benefit sites. Google opened signups for a limited beta of Google Play Games for PC to people in Hong Kong, South Korea, and Taiwan. Beta testers will have access to four games initially. Hardware requirements in the beta include a Windows 10 or 11 PC with an 8-core CPU and select gaming-class GPUs, although Google says these requirements will be lower in the future. And finally, in response to Microsoft plans to acquire Activision Blizzard, a Sony spokesperson said, "We expect that Microsoft will abide by contractual agreements and continue to ensure Activision games are multi-platform." This is largely in line with how Microsoft responded when it required ZeniMax Media, publishing the PS5 exclusive Deathloop after the deal closed. However, games without prior contractual agreements, like Starfield, were announced as Xbox and PC exclusives. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show, dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Looking for inspiring stories? Listen to the EY Leading Into Tomorrow podcast. It features compelling stories from leaders across government and the public sector who've transformed their organizations and services. From the impact of grants to how digital innovation is reshaping affordable childcare, you'll get actionable insights and ideas that can be used around the world. Download Leading Into Tomorrow by EY wherever you get your podcasts.